News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is to roll out a pilot e-system in the Era 3 Police Division in the first quarter of this year. The Era 3 Division encompasses Manchester, St. Elizabeth and Clarendon. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says technology is already being used behind the scenes in the central units such as the National Intelligence Bureau, Major Investigative Task Force and the CIB headquarters.
We want to move from some of the old-time registers, these station diaries, these yes. big books that people fold and crease, and move into really the 21st century in terms of e-station diaries and e-registers.
Meanwhile, National Security Minister Peter Bunting is lauding the efforts of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, in carrying out its work in an effective manner in 2014. The year, he says, proved successful in terms of the number of arrests made by MOCA.
For the first time, we saw professionals being charged with a wide range of corruption-related offenses, financial crimes, a wide range of public servants from people working in the tax administration, pensions, mm-hmm. in the Ministry of Finance, motor vehicle examiners. I think the impunity that perhaps once existed for persons involved in these corrupt activities is definitely being challenged by MOCA.
MOCA targets and brings to justice the kingpins of the criminal networks. The focus of the agency has been expanded to incorporate the facilitators of crime, including corrupt police officers, lawyers, bankers, and family members who knowingly accommodate or provide support to criminals and corrupt officials. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell is reiterating the government's plan to rebrand the Rural Electrification Program, REP, into a state-run energy solution company. Minister Paulwell says the REP will complete its mission to connecting all rural communities to the national electric grid within the short to medium term, after which the agency will be renamed Jamaica Energy Solutions Limited and given a new mandate.
Where they'll be assisting the government in rolling out renewable energy across Jamaica. They'll be assisting in regularizing some of the urban areas that need that attention. They'll be assisting in ensuring that those communities that are now stealing can come onto the grid properly. That is the new role that REP will play in the near future.
The minister was speaking at a recent ceremony to commission the supply of electricity to sections of Llandilo in Westmoreland. Montego Bay's tourism infrastructure is set to receive a further boost with the completion of renovation work on an additional 127 shops at the Harbour Street Craft Market. The project represents a partnership involving the St. James Parish Council, Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, undertaken at a cost of just over $51 million. This brings TEF's investment in Montego Bay's craft trade infrastructure to approximately $65 million and follows the recent commissioning of 15 newly renovated shops at the Old Fort Craft Market and Heritage Center. Executive Director of TPDCO, Dennis Hickey, says the Harbour Street Craft Market is about 98% ready with just a few finishing touches to be made. And come January 5, the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will be discontinuing the pay-for-other feature for concession passengers that was available through its electronic collection system. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says the feature will only allow for payment of adult passenger fares.
You will not be able to use your concession card to pay for another concession passenger. So a student at school, you would not be able to pay for your friend. Your friend must have his or her card. So we are asking those who have not yet gotten their cards to go out and get their cards before January 5th, because the pay for other feature will be removed.
Mr. Clark was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.